there are many people who come to the U.S. looking for asylum because they may be victims of human trafficking or they may be victims of domestic abuse. There are alternatives for them to look for help in staying in the country, correct? There are visas that are available to them?
That's correct. For crime victims, there are basically three big ways that they might be able to legalize their status. So VAWA, the Violence Against Women Act, allows a person who has a family relationship with a U.S. citizen or permanent resident who's abused them to basically do the petitioning process the way the family member should do it for them, but often doesn't because of the abuse. Then the U visa and the T visa is a little more broad. A U visa is for a person who's been a victim of a certain kind of crime, mostly violent crimes, and who has cooperated or is cooperating with the authorities in an investigation or prosecution. And then T visas are for people who have been victims of a severe form of trafficking in persons. There is a cooperation requirement for everybody except minors. And then they also have to establish that they would suffer extreme hardship if they were to be returned to their country.
Do you ever encounter any ethical quandaries when dealing with such cases?
Certainly. I think one of the things that comes up a lot in these kinds of cases has to do with the benefits that are available, which are wonderful, unlike some other kinds of immigration benefits. For crime victims, they sometimes can include family members and basically petition for them at the same time. And there are issues that come up a lot of times with people's children who might not even know what happened to the parent, especially in a situation like human trafficking. If mom was, you know, forced into prostitution with good reason, she probably has not shared that with her children. And so sometimes it gets into some areas where you're working with children, you know, sometimes older children, helping them apply for a benefit, trying not to really give them the details of why this is even happening. And then vice versa, sometimes when you're working with the kids, they disclose to you things that have to be on the forms about activities, maybe some little criminal things that they haven't talked to their parents about. And so it does bring up issues of confidentiality and sometimes issues of conflict of interest where maybe one family member has an avenue of relief that the other family member wouldn't have.